This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim haba, and welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yoimis. We're learning Maseches Nedarim. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Daladin. Hey, a woman that says to her husband, Koinam She'ini Oisa Al Pi Abba. She makes a neder that whatever she produces will be Aser to her father. Al Pi Avicha, or she says, I Aser that I'm not going to produce, and whatever I create, whatever I make, will be Aser to your father. Va'al Pi Achi, Va'al Pi Achicha, or she Asers her brother or the brother of the husband in Hana. Eino yachal hafer. The Baal cannot be mefer, because this is not a neder of inoy nefesh. This doesn't afflict the woman, and it's not beinoy lebeino. It's not between him and her. If she says to her husband, she'ini oisei apicha, she makes a neder to aser her handiwork to her husband, eino tzarch lehafer. He doesn't need to be mefer it, because she is indebted to him for her masiya dayim, meaning the handiwork of a woman goes to her husband. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says yofer. The husband does have to be mefer. Shema ta'adif alav yosem in haroyalai. Maybe she'll produce more than that's fitting for him. Maybe she'll make more than what she needs to give him. Chacham and paskin that what does she have to give him? 5 sela, and the excess does not belong to him, and the nether is chal. And the Baal could be mefer that because it's varm shabeinoi lebeina. Because it's not possible for him to be exacting and be careful not to be benefit only from the excess. Rabbi Yochman Nuri, Amir Yafer, even for the ikar masya deha, the husband has to be mefer. Why? Even though technically it's not chal shami garshana, he might divorce her, and he'll then the shibud that he has on her masiyadayim is nullified, and then the nether is chal usi asura lav, and she will be asur for him to take back because he is now asur b'masiyadeha. So therefore he should be mefer even bishvil ikar masiyadeha because of the possibility of shami garshana, and then he will be asur to her. Mishnah Hey, Nadra Ishtai Vesar Shanadar Bita. If someone's wife made a nether and he thought that his daughter made a nether, and he was made for the Nadarm of the daughter, or Nadra Bita, his daughter made another Vesar Shanadar Ishtai, and he thought his wife made a nether. Nadra Benazir, she was Makabal on herself Naziros, and she was Usar in wine Vesar Shanadra Bekarbon, and she thought she was Usar in a carbon. Meaning, she Usared grapes. Stam, and he thought that she was Nadar Bekarbon, or Nadra Bekarbon is Sarsha Nadra Benazir. And he thought she was Menadar Benazir, and he was Mefer the Naziros. So it's a toss regarding the way she made the nether. Nadra Menateinim, she answered figs with Sarsha Nadra Menhanavim. He thought she answered grapes, or vice versa. Nadra Menhanavim. She made another from grapes of Savash Nadra Menhatainim. Turned out she made another from figs. Hare ya ze yachzer v'yafer. So the halach is he goes back and is mefer again because the original hafara was b'ta'os, and hafara b'ta'os is not a hafara. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.